This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, October 23rd. Well, prices are up in Monday trading with fewer cattle on feed. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was rising. That fewer cattle on feed in the feedlots really gave the market a little bit of a pop. Traders were surprised about that cattle on feed report, and it was helping give the market a little bit of direction. That 5% below last year, I think, was significant enough to give the market a little bit of a boost. Feeders also rallied. That USDA surprise sparked this rebound, and it really needed it. The futures reacted in a very strong way, but perhaps that's because the market had been in a decline for 3 weeks since October 1st, and it could have been a little bit overcooked. So a surprise, the bullish news out of the report really spurred a lot of bargain hunters to step in and buy it.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 6 3/4 at 508.5. December corn was up 2.5 at 369.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 6.20. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 8.5, ranging from 617 and 3/4 to 637 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 3.25, ranging from 670.5 to 680.5. Live cattle for October were up 55 cents at 112.82.5. October feeder cattle were up a dollar at 155.65. And October class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 15.53. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.